Genesis chapter 40, the dreams of the butler and the baker. Now Joseph has been thrown into prison wrongly. And in prison, God again blesses him, and the prison keeper makes Joseph really the manager of the prison, because God is somehow with him, even though it's so unfair that he's been put in prison for what he didn't do. And the butler of the king of Egypt, that's the man who used to give the wine and the drinks to the king, his job was to taste them first of all, because people used to put poison in the cup. And so the butler, his job was to drink the wine first. So if he fell down dead, well, they knew that there was something wrong with it. So he was quite a trusted man. The butler of the king of Egypt and his baker, who did all the baking of cakes and nice yummy things, they had offended, they'd upset the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. And he was angry with the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them into prison, the place where Joseph was bound. The captain of the guard gave them to Joseph to look after them, and he did. They stayed in prison many days, and they both dreamed a dream in the same night. Joseph came into them in the morning and saw them and saw they were both sad. And he asked them, "Why do you look so sad today?" So when you're suffering, like Joseph was, it's easy to think only of yourself. And it's a sign of being a truly spiritual person that you don't think only of yourself when you're suffering. And that, I think, is the great example of Jesus when he was being crucified. And in all the pain, physical pain, mental pain that he had on his way to that crucifixion, that he was thinking of other people all the time. He was thinking about the thieves next to him. He was trying to talk to the women who were lining the road as he carried his cross. He was concerned about his mother being looked after. And when we're sick, we tend to think only of ourselves. And Joseph wasn't like that when he was suffering. He saw these two men were sad, and he said, "Why are you sad?" And they said, "Last night we dreamed a dream, and nobody can interpret it." Joseph said to them, "Don't interpretations belong to God? Please tell it to me." Well, Joseph had had a dream that one day his brothers would bow down to him. And of course, while he was in prison, that must have seemed like it was never going to be fulfilled. And yet, although it hadn't sort of come through for him, it hadn't come true for him that dreams get answered, he still believes in his dreams. And he says to these men, "Yeah, dreams come from God. Let me interpret them for you." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream, behold, a vine was in front, and in the vine were three branches, and they budded and blossomed and brought forth ripe grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand." And Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. After 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office. You will give Pharaoh's cup into his hand the way you did when you were his cupbearer. But remember me when it will be well with you. Please be kind to me and make mention of me to Pharaoh and bring me out of this place. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." Well, he really believes that dreams come true. So I think he kept his faith that one day his brothers would bow down to him, and as we know, that did finally come true. But at the time, I think he was thinking, well, some people's dreams from God come true, but okay, I don't know why mine hasn't, but I still believe. Now, some people get all grumpy that, "Oh, God didn't give me a great life. I thought that's what he promised me." And they get bitter with God, but he didn't. And he's a great example. And also, when he explains to this man why he's ended up there in Egypt, he says, "I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews." Well, he wasn't really stolen. His brothers had betrayed him and sold him to these traders who had taken him down to Egypt. So he's really trying to be very kind about his brothers, and he's being as positive about them as he can. And that's how we should be, even to those who are nasty to us. I love Joseph. I think he's a really great example. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good for the chief butler, he said to Joseph, "Well, I also had a dream, and I had three baskets of white bread on my head. In the top basket were all kinds of baked food for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head." Joseph replied, "This is the interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will take your head up from off you and will hang your body on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from off you." 3 days later, it was Pharaoh's birthday, and he made a feast. And he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer, that's the butler, and the head of the chief baker among his servants, called them out of prison. He restored the chief butler to his position again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker as Joseph had interpreted to them. And now the next verse is so important. But the chief cupbearer, the butler, didn't remember Joseph, but forgot him. And that's how we can be, that God can do great things in our lives, and other people can be really kind to us, but we forget them. And that's a really sad thing when you see older people, adults, who totally forget how much they owe their parents and forget all about their mum and dad. And you see it in other ways as well, that people live for the moment. And when they've got a problem, "Oh, please help me, God. Oh, Joseph, please help me." God helps. Joseph helped. But the chief butler forgot him. And it's being ungrateful, which is one of the nastiest parts of the human sort of way. And this is what we have to fight against. And that's why we give thanks for our food regularly. Because it's good to stop in the day and just stop and say, "No, I'm going to thank God. I'm going to be grateful." And of course, not just for our food. We should also remember all the times God saved us from really bad situations and be really thankful.